It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Patricia Naft. Mesa County Valley School District 51 received a $50,000 grant to buy a food truck. As KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports, the district plans to use it to get meals to students in need over the summer.
In Mesa County, 42% of children qualify for free or reduced lunch in school. During the summer, many of these same kids qualify for a meal program when school is out. Usually, District 51 in Mesa County offers this program at 4 or 5 schools, but this year, officials say there's only enough funding to have it at 2. However, this summer, the district plans on bringing meals to some students. With the help of a $50,000 grant from the Western Colorado Community Foundation, it purchased a food truck.
It's got light mileage on it. It's only got 22,000 miles.
That's Dan Sharp, the Director of Food and Nutrition Services at District 51. He says the new food truck will offer hot meals in 5 high-poverty areas. Sharp says the truck will stop in downtown Grand Junction, Orchard Mesa, and Clifton. He says about 80% of the students in these areas are eligible for free or reduced lunch.
We're hopeful that we'll be able to be in the 120 to about 150 meals in total per day.
Sharp says District 51 is working on renovating the truck in order to have it ready for food service by June 1st. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Another large grant was just announced for Grand Junction. The Marillac Clinic was told yesterday they were awarded over $700,000 from the Department of Health and Human Services. Christy Schmidt with the Marillac Clinic says they're a low-income clinic serving mostly people who are uninsured on a sliding scale.
And currently we serve about 7,000 individual people in Mesa County. And this new funding that we applied for allows us through this application to be able to have the grant funding and some enhanced reimbursement to see Medicaid and Medicare patients to be able really to see all patients, all uninsured and lower income Medicaid, Medicare patients at this clinic. So it's going to allow us to be able to grow, to be able to add more providers, to increase access to these individuals that may have not been able to get in before. You know, we'll be going from maybe 7,000 to over 12,000 patients in the next couple of years.
She says they've hired 2 more providers already and look to expand even more this summer. Ouray County approved another marijuana grow operation yesterday. The Board of County Commissioners gave the okay to Dallas Creek Nurseries to construct a facility near Highway 550, about halfway between Montrose and Ridgeway. The grow rooms will be completely indoors inside the 17,000 square foot facility. Ouray County's first new marijuana grow operation was approved in March, but a medical operation was grandfathered in last year. Ski towns across the state have sent a letter to the governor about the coal industry. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The U.S. Department of the Interior is considering changing the way it prices coal. It could mean that the government would charge higher royalty rates for coal on federal land. A coalition of ski towns has sent a letter to the department urging the government to go ahead with the price restructure.
Climate change is affecting everybody. It's certainly affecting ski resorts.
That's Telluride Mayor Stu Frazier. The letter, which is signed by Telluride as well as Ridgeway, Aspen, and several others, says that ski towns are finding it costly to adapt to climate change and that coal subsidies take money from communities that need it.
We're seeing more erratic snow changes, weather changes. We're seeing less rain when we typically get a lot of rain, and more rain when we don't typically get a lot of rain. So it's all over the place. And even though we had a record-breaking ski year, and it was the best sales tax revenue year overall that we've ever had, we still understand what's happening because we can look around and see it. You know, what it comes down to is it's not the way it used to be.
The letter says that an estimated $1 billion is not collected from coal companies that should be. Frazier says that they spend a lot of money and effort reducing their carbon output and adopting renewables.
But we're just a small little town located up in the mountains. So we're only impacting ourselves. We're only trying to help ourselves out. This is a bigger picture. This is something of a much greater magnitude. And it could end up funneling funds into cleaning up coal, and it could make access to more renewable energy a goal that could be achieved.
The letter was also sent to Senators Bennett and Gardner and Representative Tipton. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The head of the U.S. Forest Service testified in a U.S. Senate committee yesterday. Chief Tom Tidwell told the senators that this year they expect an above-normal fire season for the West. He expected the cost to fight these fires to be around $1 billion. For Colorado, the last forecast was in early April before we received a lot of precipitation. That forecast also called for an above-average year for this area, calling for more fire activity than last year. The recent rainfall might change that. The next fire forecast for the Rockies is expected out late next week. The state's annual legislative session adjourns today. The last few days have been hectic as state lawmakers try to push through final bills while others fail on the calendar or die in committee. As part of our Capital Conversation series, Benta Berkland takes a look at what's left to do.
We're joined by Ivan Moreno, a reporter with the Associated Press, and Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. Ivan, talk about the status of some of the interesting bills we've been covering all session now that the final few days are here.
Well, a lot of these very contentious bills are now meeting their fate. One big bill that garnered a lot of controversy and debate would have limited the use of Native American mascots at schools. Schools would have to get permission from a tribe. If they didn't, they would need to discontinue the use within 2 years or face monthly fines. This bill barely cleared the House with one vote. In the Senate, Republicans, who were universally opposed to it, defeated it. Another bill that died was part of this law enforcement reform package, and it would have updated the criteria for what is considered racial profiling and prohibited police from doing that, and that also died recently. You know, it seemed like it had momentum out of the House.
That racial profiling bill did have a few Republicans on board in the House, but died in the Senate. Peter, I want to talk about some of the reproductive rights issues, which have definitely been high profile this session.
Yep, we finally got some resolution on some of the birth control related issues. Funding for LARC, otherwise known as IUDs, finally got to that resolution. It was a topic for just about the whole legislative session, trying to come up with the $5 million to expand the program. It was currently funded through gifts, grants, and donations. It was running out of money, and so there was an effort to expand the program so that more low-income young women could get these devices. It was contentious because it had bipartisan support. It was sponsored by a Republican, but over in the Republican-controlled Senate, there was not that sense of support, and that bill finally went away. To the ire of many in the pro-choice community who really wanted to see that pass.
That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press, Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.